Are you here?
I'm here. I don't know if anybody is yet. Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Eric and Diana are here.
Hi.
Hi, Diana. Welcome home.
Oh, thank you.
We missed you. It would have been fun.
Yeah. I was having too much fun playing Army.
You know, some girls are a little tougher than others.
Well, we got lots to talk about tonight. We'll see. I know Sandy called and said she was going to be unable to make it. I think she's got a wellness preview or something. Am I coming across okay?
Yep.
All right. Sounds awesome.
You're sounding good.
We learned a lot this weekend. Sometimes I think we can try to cram too much in people's heads. Melody, how do you feel? Do you feel like you got too much information?
No. I was ready. I was sucking it in.
Can you, dollar for dollar, how would you compare that with a nursing conference?
With a nursing conference? I haven't been to a nursing conference for so long, but they were pretty dry. This was wonderful. It was just lots of energy, good information. The speakers rotated often. Everybody had something to share. And you know, one thing that occurred to me is that I've been working for Empire Health Services for 27 years, and I don't once remember the CEO or the head of anything hanging out with the employees for more than the token behind the table, hand you a piece of cake thing. And
oh.
I mean, it just struck me as like, this is amazing. I mean, Bob spent the whole weekend with us. So.
Yeah, that is so very different. I remember being in Empire Health Systems with that white guy.
Yes.
What a rear end.
Oh, I know. You know what they, and, well, it doesn't matter. I mean, I can go on, but yeah, it was a striking difference.
In fact, when I was there 5 years, we were there for a banquet that was to honor all those people who were getting their yearly, what, Ding Ethan.
Mm-hmm.
We stood up, and as we stood up, Marcia and I, her slip fell down around her ankles. And then she had to figure out how to gracefully step out of it to go to the front of the stage
uh-huh.
to get our little tendons. But it was hilarious. And you know those nursing conferences, do you remember how much they cost?
Yeah, hundreds.
No, I actually went to a PT conference that was about the same length for $1,200.
Wow.
So you can, you know, and then just to compare the value of what you come out with in terms of life.
Uh-huh.
Very different. Has anybody else joined us?
Oh, yeah. Eric and Diana are here.
Well, I know you guys were there. Anyone else yet?
Chuck's here.
Russell?
Tracy.
Oh, Tracy. Chuck and Tracy. Okay, awesome. But you know what's weird is that I actually beat some of the others on the call.
Yeah.
Really weird. On time, Jerry.
Make sure you put that
trained
in your book.
They're coming in late because they're trained now, see?
Somebody must have told Jerry that it started at 8 o'clock.
It's true. I do want to get some people's perspective, but we got to get some people to get their perspective. So what we may have to do, I will split out here and give Russell a call. We need to get Andre and Marina on the call because they tend to miss it. So I'm going to have to pull out my numbers here. So I'll give somebody Andre and Marina. Hang on.
Right, yeah, we'll call Marina.
You got it?
Yeah, I don't have the number anymore because, you know, my cell phone thing, but just give us the number, we'll call.
All right, so let me go to, well, I don't see it on my phone here. Let's see. No, don't want mute. I got to find out where that's at. How do I return to where I was before without losing it? Let me try doing this. I'm going to try calling Russell and see if I can clear it. won't even let me clear it. Let's see, how do I go back? Oh, there we go. Okay, so I'll go back here. Now we can do it. Okay. So we, are you all there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just arrived.
This is working good. Okay, here's Andre's number. It's 868-8976.
Hey, we're on it, Jerry.
Okay. And then we've got Kim. Are you on yet? All right. I'll go get Russell and see what we got there. Everybody hang.
All right.
How's everybody hanging? Pretty good.
Good.
I'm going crazy. I can't find, of all things, the Meg creator.
I hate it when I lose things. I lose things every day.
I mean, how? That, the thing is kind of big.
Yeah.
Asking my kids, and they're all pleading innocent.
Well, they always will.
And chances are good that I put it somewhere safe.
That's a big item to lose.
I know.
At least you didn't look, loan it out and forget who you loaned it to.
Well, no, I don't think I did. I wouldn't have been in contact with people, I don't think, for that. I just stuck the DVD in. I didn't even have to learn how to do it yet. So now I know, and I want one. Aha!
Okay, so anybody else come on?
Don't hear anyone.
Russell's on his way. Kim, let me try Kim. So here we go.
Oh, man. Eric left a very threatening rollout message for Andre.
What do you mean by threatening?
Oh, he threatened to come over there with a rollout if they didn't get on the call.
No, I told him I was going to feed him with the Mag Creator and then have to give him a rollout.
Not to believe
you. Sorry, guys, I brought her back, so we'll find out if she answers or not.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
I guess she's not going to be here, so we're going to go with the important people tonight. So we've got Melody, we got the Paytons. We got the Wormsmans, and we got Russell coming on, and Marion. There you go. Let me give Marion a ring.
I'm here.
Oh, and Marion. Okay, so we got five, six, Andre and Marina, seven. I'm just doing this for memory. Who else is missing somebody from their team?
Okay, Lily?
Yeah, Lily's, she's doing live ones on Mondays. So she's on the three people team, but not the nine person term.
Okay.
Team. But that counts for eight. We're missing
Sandy?
Oh, yeah, and Sandy won't be on tonight. So I guess that's pretty much it. All right. Why, Sandy? I think she's doing a wellness preview.
Oh, good for her.
Who's that for later?
So let's see. Okay, let's start from the beginning here, and we've been a little bit loose on putting all this together. The number one homework assignment I really want to get at, so we want to make sure we don't miss it this week, is really to look at the sense of what are we trying to accomplish, and incredibly important. Some things become obvious. Some, you know, Everest is there, and when people put their heart to climbing Everest, it becomes clear. What we're really looking to do now is to define Everest. We're trying to define what is the Super Bowl for this team. And it has to have enough meaning so that people will go the extra mile. And going the extra mile are those people who show up for these calls. But it has to have enough value for people who are going to show up for these calls that you show up. And in order to do that, everybody's got to buy into the concept, and that's something we've been talking about lately. I want to preface this little part of the section by saying there are things in this world that you can go to and fire yourself up just to get your own personal motors cranking, to build your belief system, to imagine what is it that I was built to do, and then to fervently put yourself toward that issue. So I want to ask some of you, what do you do to remember the great inspirations that you've had in your life? Are there places that you go in your mind and your life experiences, or some place you can return to, or something you can do that helps to give you that sense of, I'm in this world for something bigger and better? So let's start out with, let's try Melody. Melody, do you have something that you use or some place that you can go that just no matter when you go there, it just lights your fire?
I've been practicing that, trying to do that, because it's something I need that. And as far as specifically Meekin, I listen to the CDs of the wellness previews, or people who tell me that they can do it, and people who talk about how they did it, and reading books.
Okay, good. So these habits that we've kind of dropped into already stick with you, that you want to continue to redo them all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Russell, do you have anything in particular?
Okay, I just got on. I didn't hear what the question was.
Okay. Do you have anything in your life where you go to recharge your emotional batteries? Some place that begins to start taking you back to the high points in your life, or reminding you of who you really are or who you really want to be? What are those places, events, or materials that you use to try to get back to that place?
Going to the forest or the mountains to get away from the visual input from all the signs, road signs, and advertisements. Just quiet, hopefully no phones, you know.
And when you get there, what kinds of things can you put out of your mind, and what begins to happen when you take off those limitations or those restrictions that you get every day?
It's just calming, relaxing. Just forget about all the pressures.
And if you forget about them long enough, do you ever get to a point where you begin to start remembering who you want to be?
That's a good question. Can't say that I've been away long enough for that yet.
But if I'll sign a paper so you can have 6 months in the wilderness, you might be able to have a chance to try that?
Oh, yeah. Probably would help.
Chuck, what kind of stuff takes you there?
Well, I would say a good little half an hour, 45 minutes of worshiping the Lord and getting into His Word. Too bad it only happens once a week for me, but that kind of really charges my batteries and tells me exactly what I am and inspires me to be something. And then on another plane would be going into a convention and hearing a bunch of people talk about their benefits that they've gotten from being in the right kind of environment after they've been told that they're just going to have to, like, suck it up and kiss their butt goodbye because there's no hope for them, and then have them, like, decide that there is. I mean, that really inspired me too. So I don't know which answer is the best.
No, there's different things for different parts of your life. Absolutely. Tracy, what about you?
Well, for me, it's definitely daily prayer with the Lord, and just giving Him, you know, all my, you know, my hopes, my sorrows, my joys, my frustrations, just everything. And He just, you know, helps me put everything back into perspective, and definitely recharges me. And then, you know, just like listening to those, you know, CDs and DVDs and reading the books with encouragement, and that basically everybody starts out and they're feeling, you know, kind of bummed, and they figure out what, you know, what really turned them around and changes them. And so you know that you got, you know, there's hope and success and things. So it's pretty cool reading the books and listening to DVDs or CDs.
Awesome. Marion, what do you do?
Well, I'm just agreeing with each one of you. I'm so lucky because I don't have a J-O-B. And so my morning starts, like this morning was really neat. I went through my storyboards and prayed over the things, being very specific about what I would like to team up with the Lord and do my best and receive His best. And then going through scriptures and praying them back to the Lord. Then I went for a walk, so I got to be rejuvenated. And after doing that, right after my prayer time and Bible time with the Lord, it was an extra dose of being refreshed. But CDs and DVDs, when I drive, that's my university, and I almost love to get in the car because I know I'm going to just be so inspired. And getting out there, I think one of the things that just revs me up the most is when I'm out and about and getting those hugs and changing people's lives. Each time something like that happens, I'm just absolutely floored that I get to be the one that gets to do that.
Awesome. How about Diana? Diana, what is it that absolutely fires you up and recharges you?
Well, honestly, I would say looking at all the blessings that the Lord has given our family and the plan that our family has laid out for us, or that God has laid out for our family. And it's clear that He's saying, go here, go there, go there, go there. And it's just kind of cool to sit back and watch life happen the way God wants it to happen for us. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what you guys have been blessed with in the short amount of time that you've been together as a family. I'm in awe, and so are many people. Eric?
Well, I don't have to go too much further than my own house, because the thing that helps motivate me is when I wake up in the morning and just staring at my wife's face and knowing that I've got a wonderful wife that I need to take the utmost care for and really do the best I can as a husband in that department. And providing the best future for my better half. And then the second thing is usually when I come home from work or when I'm leaving for work, I have four beautiful daughters that I get to see and get hugs from every day. And they're the most important thing in my life, that I know that I have that to motivate me to do things that other parents maybe not aren't really contemplating, you know, the future. And I just, you know, the sky's the limit for where we're going to go with this and the possibilities of what I can do for these four beautiful girls of mine that are very soon going to be legally mine, and just all the wonderful things I'm going to be able to do with them because of this. It's just the ultimate blessing and the ultimate motivator.
Hmm. Super. All right, everybody inspired?
Yeah.
Here it is.
For two reasons. I just value every person on this call as such a valuable, precious person. And I think one thing that we are united on is that we get our inspiration from the Lord. And I just love to be with people like that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's something to think about. What is the one of the greatest things you've ever accomplished and been a part of? What is the greatest thing that you've ever been a part of in terms of a concept of a group of people who have gone above and beyond something you never imagined that you would be able to do?
I've got one.
What's that?
When I was teaching at Northwest Christian, some people came up to me and asked me if I would be in charge of a children's crusade when Louise Palau was in Cat Town. And I was rather naive and didn't know what I was getting into, and I said yes. I didn't realize that all the big important people in Spokane had said no because it was too much work. And so I went to all those big important people, like the Sunday school directors of these huge churches and these great wise people, and asked for their help, and they were willing to help me because then they didn't have to manage the whole thing. And the only way that this happened was I had a whole team of people praying, and God just wanted this thing to happen. And we had 12,000 people, 600 kids came forward. It just, in fact, I mean, they had tapes from California, Hollywood, of what they had done prior to ours, and I mean, just one costume would have been more than our whole budget. And so I thought, what are we going to do? We don't have that kind of money. And so we just did this little play thing, and it was so simple that they used that as a model for every other city they went to for years, and people would call and say, how do I do this? That was so beyond me.
Wow.
I was really lucky to be able to do that. I still can't believe it was me.
That's pretty awesome.
Melody, what have you done that you felt like, man, I was a part of something that was way cooler than just me by myself?
Well, don't really know what comes to mind.
Have you ever seen anything that said, boy, if I could be a part of something like that? Just we're kind of dreaming out loud here in the middle of a bunch of friends, like sitting around the last day of a two-week summer camp where you finally got in with your friends. You say, what is it that if you could, you'd accomplish, or something that inspired you in your wildest dreams, and you cut loose all of those, what would you love to do with a group of people or accomplish?
Well, I have a dream. It's exciting. You know, there's an apartment building downtown, and I just saw the back of it, and the back of it has a balcony. It's like two or three stories, and it's brick, and the balcony goes across the back, exactly like the apartment building that Fred and Ethel, Lucy and Desi used to live at. That's where they did the laundry and stuff. You know, the back door had that. And I just fell in love with that when I saw that, because it was just kind of a cool apartment building. And it's down on Broadway off the courthouse. And when I have a lot of money, I want to buy that apartment building. And then I want to fill it with people who want to change their lives and become people, independent people with the hope in the future.
Awesome. Russell, what's the coolest thing? Oh, no, go ahead. You got something else. Go for it.
No, that was just finishing up.
Russell, what was the coolest thing you've ever accomplished as a group of people?
Tim here.
Okay.
As a group, I think it's when we were in college. And
was it when we had food fights, or did we accomplish something else?
I missed all of those somehow. I think I was gone on the weekends when those happened weekly. So.
what was the accomplishment?
The accomplishment, I think, that came to get together for us was on the swim team. And even though there's so many different individuals and characteristics of all of the different members, and even though some of the people didn't like each other, you know, and some people did, but we came together as a team at the end of the season, and we swam against the big colleges like UW and University of Idaho, even though we were like a Division IV school, and we came together as a team at districts, I think it's what it was called, the Northwest Championships or something, and we held our own as a team, and we all united, and then went from there to nationals and pulled off second place in the nationals for our team, and we're just kind of like from the other side of the track team, you could say, and we come out and all together we made cut second place nationals, so it's pretty awesome, I thought.
Yeah, cool. And so you could reach down deep inside yourself and do so much more than you would do for yourself, right?
Absolutely. You tried harder and fought for everybody else more than you would fight for yourself.
Cool. Tracy, what did you accomplish that was bigger than you that you think was one of the coolest things you've ever done in your whole life, a sort of a peak experience?
Oh, my, you say it like that. Well, Chuck was just, when you asked that, we were thinking about something that we did, you know, together in Hawaii. And it's called a harvest celebration. And when, you know, on Halloween, and we have a bunch of, you know, games, and anyways, they never had anything like that. It was a big, huge production. I mean, we had to get the whole community of Waianae, Hawaii involved, basically, to help us build, you know, these, it was a big grand scale. It was huge. It was crazy. We're like, what in the world are we thinking? And, but people pulled through, and, you know, donations that we got, I mean, I had a call, and no one ever said no to me and to Chuck, and it was like we were the masters of the ceremony, and just, it was pretty cool. It was the best thing they probably even had, you know, in Waianae, and probably 10 years later, they're still thinking about it.
Awesome.
Yeah,
it was awesome, man.
Was that a peak experience for you, Chuck?
You know, it was, because we had been involved in it over here, you know, growing up in the church and stuff, just by being part of something. But then when we went over there, nobody had ever done it before, so we were equipped to do it, even though we didn't know that we were equipped to do it, so we did it. And it was awesome. All the little kids, you know, having fun and learning about Jesus and getting their little prizes, and it was cool.
Wow. Terrific.
You would have been fun if you were there.
Yeah, I'm a kid. But Diana, what's the most important thing you've accomplished and one of those peak life experiences with a group larger than yourself?
Well, my husband really hit on that before, with a family. I mean, we were against all odds, and we really had to pull together. And work really hard to be where we are now. And we had insurmountable odds. I mean, I was a mother of four kids at 21, and and it was definitely a very crazy time. You know, I had just gotten back from Iraq, and that was an adjustment all in itself. And it was, I would just really have to say, yeah, our life now, it's just where we are now, I never would have guessed 3 years ago that this is where we would be. We really had to struggle together and work together to get where we are.
Awesome. Eric?
Oh, I got a good one. I once was voluntold to do community service with a bunch of degenerate teenagers, and we went and shoveled horse manure at the after the 4-H club in Ellensburg at the fairgrounds.
Voluntold, I love that.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. That wasn't anything to be proud of. I think the biggest thing I've ever done as a group that was really immensely for me was when we started getting active with our church in Oak Harbor. We volunteered our services to go on what was called the SR-20. And basically, SR-20 is a highway that goes from southbound Whidbey Island all the way up off the island over Mount Vernon and all the way to Omak. And the project was that every Saturday afternoon for about 4 or 5 hours, we'd go in groups of 10 and carpool down to a certain zone. And we would just go and door knock and spread the word of the gospel to everyone that answered the door, whether they wanted to, you know, hear it or not. Some people would invite us in. Some people would slam the door in our face, and really taught me an invaluable lesson of just being willing to make the personal sacrifice to help somebody else learn something that was immensely important. And we did that, well, I think, what, 4 or 5 times before we moved? Yeah. On the Saturdays that we were available, and we started at the south of the island and worked our way up to the midpoint of the island. And last I heard, they were finishing up all the way out in Omak this month.
Wow. So out of the people on this call, how many of you felt like you worked almost ridiculously hard during those times?
Oh, yeah.
The thing that was amazing to me, I really didn't know how to do this in so many ways. I mean, we had to produce materials. We had to get entertainment. We had to build sets and the kind of things you do all the time, Terry, but I didn't know how to do any of that. And provide Bible studies and follow-up. And so I was just on my knees every single day, and so were a lot of other people, and God provided the right person at the right time with the right knowledge. I didn't know anything, so I was just counting on everybody else.
So there's a thing that you can transfer into someone else that's just bigger than life and worth so much that people will give up all kinds of time and effort and energy and feel like it's a pinnacle point in their lives. Y'all would all agree?
Yeah.
And in those pinnacle points, don't we all within our souls yearn for more?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Adrenaline rush.
And yet, what do we settle for?
Average.
And the reason?
We get away with it. Sort of rejection.
But isn't it interesting if we get away with something that's less than what we really want, it isn't what we want at all? What does that mean?
Geez, you're not fired up.
Yeah, you haven't grabbed on a compass. I mean, I do a lot of different things to try to keep the inspiration high. Jacob and I just came from the entire week, well, Sunday, and then tonight we went to, Sunday was watching people do Ironman Coeur d'Alene, and we were in the VIP section, and then we got to go and watch the award ceremony and the they had a video at the end of it. And they were honoring people for an accomplishment. I love what they said about it. They said 2.4 mile swim, 112 mile bike, 26.2 mile run, and what was the rest of it?
Brag for the rest of your life.
And brag for the rest of your life. And when they did this particular event, the thing that strikes you the most is that every single human being there, it was exactly opposite of every other sporting event. Who does everybody want to see in all the other sporting events?
Oh, the winner.
The winner, right?
Star.
And to everybody there, the biggest star of all was the person who just barely cracked the clock at midnight. They started at 7 o'clock in the morning. And the person who came across the line at midnight and was the last one to be able to qualify under the time limit. And the place erupted. And when they came across the line, they made an effort to make certain that every person that came across the line who had never done one before, they said their name, where they were from, and you are Iron Man. In it, there's a sense that in the mediocrity in the day-to-day that we can go through, we can choose to accept that mediocrity. We can choose to go through the mundane and the day-to-day and the stuff we're supposed to do all the time. The urgent, the tyranny of the urgent. Or on the other hand, we could choose to go through a series of life altering experiences with other people. And the biggest difference is planning. So I did all of that to lead up to what are some of the ideas that each one of your groups came up with this last week that would be pinnacle experiences for this team and in this model. But I'd also like to ask this question too. Even before we get to those final points, what vision did you gain from the Montana or the Eagle Wellness Expo this weekend? What came as one of those potential future pinnacle moments that you kind of that flashed across your screen of your life as you were involved in that? Melody?
I think I kind of got a sense that it was, you know, kind of beyond yourself, you know, that these things happen, that you can be successful, that if you do it, if you dream it, if you, you know, work it, that it's, it can happen, that it's beyond you, but it can happen. You know, like, you know, partly what Herb Rapp was talking about and how, you know, he just, you know, kind of, it just came together for him, you know, and other people had the same one. I just glommed onto that, want that, I'm going to do that. It's going to work. It's going to do it for me.
And when you say that, what do you see in your mind's eye about what will be accomplished when you sit back with a big grin on your face and just go, whoa, that was awesome?
Well, the vision I see are that I'm going to run across people, that the right people are going to interface with me somehow, and it's going to take off. I don't know how it's going to happen. I just feel like I'm going to see people who know people who know people. And,
cool.
And somehow it'll come together, you know.
But you start to see, in your mind's eye, you start to see, and that's great. That's great. Okay, Chuck and Tracy, Chuck first. You weren't there, so you get exemption from that. Russell.
Oh, but hey, I have a little input on what we just said. Tracy's not here, but as you know, Tracy had some things happen about her expectations on going to Denver.
Right.
And so she was kind of like deciding what to do, this and that. But I just was thinking, you know, we've already we had the choice to go ahead and get the tickets and everything else. So I just went in on the internet and started going through the Yellow Pages and calling up acupuncturists and went through all, you know, just did the center location of where the event was and did a distance breakdown on it and just started calling everybody, about 200 of them, and just told them I was with the health research development company. We're doing a seminar in your area. Would I like to fax you some information? And that was it. And we've got responses back. People are going to go to it now that we hadn't even planned on meeting. And so it just looks like, you know, we did it.
Wow. That is awesome. So you saw it. You made it happen. You didn't back off.
No.
You kept persevering. That is terrific.
We saw the wall come up. We felt the choices, you know, which road do we take? Do we retreat, get a refund on the tickets, or do we just go with the idea that there's something going on there and we're going to go do it?
Kudos, man. That's awesome. Okay, let's go with Russell then. What did you see? We create what we see. And are you there, Russell?
I just got back on. Just
okay.
Said my name.
All right. Here's what we're trying to say is what vision of something larger did you get at the Montana Wellness Expo? Something that hit you while you were sitting there?
That's big. There was so much there. But you know that this is going global with or without you.
And if you don't pick up your bootstraps, you're going to be watching it from the sidelines. That's what I got.
And then when you were there, and this is kind of a true confessions moment, and was there something that you could see yourself, it just kind of flashed on the screen of your life, at the wheel of something? Was there something like that that came to you?
I'm not sure what you mean there, but
what I mean is, did you have a vision like Rick and Terry, perhaps, where they said the thing that got them to the point that filled up the Austin Convention Center with Pathfinders was when they were driving around town and they said, one day we're going to fill this place. And both of them just began to start to live off of that one vision. Did you have a vision of the Montana Wellness Expo sits here with this many people and someday there would be something going on in Russell's organization, some flash that came through your mind that maybe you'd be in Minneapolis and you'd go to Tennessee? Or was there something that came into your mind about you'd have some people someplace or some experience overseas? Or was there anything that you saw that just went, whoa, that can't be real, or it was just sort of lifted you out of your seat a little bit, that would be about you in the future? Was there anything that you've captured?
I don't think I was thinking about that long. I don't think I got quite there.
Exactly.
So much information.
Well, and see, that's one thing I wanted to know, because I think that we can get to a point in these events where people are right on the verge of making that decision, and then you cut them loose and let them fly. But if you go too many hours too long, they start getting input overload, and then they start backing down from these dreams. And that's just kind of partly what I'm trying to see. So that's helpful. That's very helpful. What I want to sort of imagine, and we're going to work this out here in a couple minutes, is what can we see? Not where Nikan's going necessarily, because I love the fact that you said that you got this absoluteness that it's going with or without us. And that's the first step. But you feel now that it's going to get big, right?
Oh, yeah, it's going to get huge.
And then we're going to have to define where our part is in that. Then next, Eric, what sense did you get from, because I know you were jumping around like a fart in a hot skillet. It was, from beginning to end, you were just popping. What do you see? What struck you?
Well, a couple of things really was that, first off, the large amount of compassion in the whole group was just, it took me back about 15 steps to really realize that this is so much more than magnets and big paychecks. And hearing a personal story from that lady Joy in Australia, and this woman who's 67 years old and has to drive 4 hours one way just to do one ABC meeting, basically took that idea of a wall that we all face in building our business, and it chiseled it down to, after hearing her story, that my wall isn't any bigger than a small pebble in my driveway, and I can step on it, and I can crush it, and I can just walk all over it and not even flinch a single muscle in my entire body when it comes to building my business now. And my big dream and my big vision that I've gathered in the last couple of days from seeing that was that in the next convention, there's going to be over 250 Russians there, and they're going to have a Russian interpreter, because that's how big I really believe that one leg of mine is going to get, and it's just going to be phenomenal.
That's immense. That's huge. Now, can you all get a sense that when a vision like that hits you, it's so much easier to focus your attention?
Yeah.
Because if it's just loose out there, that we hope to find somebody that will kind of bomb it and make it happen, you can't really focus your attention, because you have to chase every lead and every rainbow, and you wear yourself out. So the point of this call is really saying, as a group, the most difficult thing we'll ever do is to decide on something that absolutely matters. And these are those kinds of pieces that make primary visionaries work. When I say Iron Man, what do you all think about?
Top athletes.
And you should see some of those people. You could swear they couldn't get from the couch to the beer and finished it.
Hey, Jerry, it's Kim.
Hi, Kim.
I'm sorry, I had a meeting at my house and they just left, so I just want to catch up a little bit.
What we're asking, Kim, is during the course of this weekend, what was there anything that flashed in your head about Kim and Nikan that was different as a result of your experience?
Is there anything that flashed in my head this weekend about Kim and Nikan?
Yeah, your relationship with the future of this company, did you get any sense of how you fit?
What I really got and what I went home with was we were kind of beating ourselves up that we've wasted the time that we've been in it, not just doing it. And after listening to Joy and all the excuses that we've always given for not contacting people or finding people, it was a very humbling experience to listen to that. And from now on, there are just no excuses. And we woke up this morning going, who's leaving the house first, to go find somebody. And I knew that tonight I had two potential people, and I have an appointment with one. I don't think I would have had that. I mean, you always realize the importance of these events are just so inspiring that, I don't know, could we do it weekly or? I don't know.
Therein lies exactly what we're trying to do now. And that says, in order for somebody to do with Nikan what can be done, there has to be a place where it starts. There has to be a pact between people that say, this can be done. And so your homework assignment this last week was to come up with some suggestions of what it is that we can measure
that says, we are learning as a group to set down something and nail it. Knock it down, get it done, everybody over the wall. Because when you get that sense, then there's this incredible camaraderie that develops, and almost an invincibility and an inevitability in terms of making the goal. So what are some of the ideas that you all came up with your groups in that regard?
You know, I was kind of frustrated, this is Kim, I was kind of frustrated with that because I felt like a lot of us in this group are at different levels, so I wasn't sure that we could come up with a common goal, I mean a specific goal, but maybe a common goal.
Okay.
Is that right?
Well, it's one of the most difficult things ever done in developing a big business like this, so it's not uncommon to come across those frustrations at all. But let's start throwing out some ideas and see if we can knock out a few that really begin to start to make more sense,
mm-hmm.
because that's how you whittle it down.
Okay.
So who's got some that kind of came to your mind?
I had one, Jerry, and talked with Marion about it and Melody, and we kind of shifted a little bit, but we're kind of, yeah, we're tinkering around with the idea, but that was three wide and three deep, so a total of nine. And by doing that, showing that we are confident in our ability to help others to build their teams and getting them started.
Mm.
And I want to lead that into what Marion was kind of talking about with Melody and I tonight, if you would, Marion.
Well, there's that idea, and then we are also talking about all of us going to the convention. And again, I totally agree with you, Kim, because and what it made me think of was what Russ and you missed out. He was saying one of the things with his swim team that was a wonderful accomplishment, and he said to begin with, there were even some people on the team that didn't like each other, and yet at the right time when it was necessary, they all pulled together and did amazing things and ended up second and was at the whole nation. So we don't have the problem that we don't like each other, but we do have the problem that we come with different financial things and different time allotments and experience and things.
Well, and even different ranks. I mean, we could all say that we want to be President's Club, and for some that's much further, and for others that's much closer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my frustration of not understanding, maybe.
No, you see, that's what we did was we put out something that we found out very quickly that some could see that as being very, very viable, others couldn't. And so as a result, you end up with some who say, let's go, and others who say, I can't, I don't get it, I don't understand it, and I don't know where to start. And so then there's this disconnect between the groups. It's
right.
An incredibly important learning experience.
Okay.
Well, Melody, you said something that really touched my heart. And what your biggest goal would be is to be making money, and you put out a number of 2,300, is that, what did you say?
$2,500 a month.
How much? 25?
25.
Okay. Is that something everybody would like to really push for?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So what we have to do then is to say, okay, now we got a couple things on the table, and let's find out how those things are received in the minds of people, and we want a complete and total honesty on this. If you think, I just can't buy into that, or it doesn't seem to mesh with where I'm at right now, or I'd like to see something bigger, that's okay. Let's throw it out there. So anybody have any thoughts on the first idea of three wide and three deep?
I think that's a great achievable and a good solid foundation.
Does that help to break that deadlock you have of saying everybody's at a different level, but if you start now and say three new people and three deep under each of those people, you see how everybody's under the same constraints, whether they're a diamond or whether they're an executive.
Right, exactly, and I get that. And to be to the convention, whatever it takes for each to be to the convention is also achievable from any level and wherever you're at.
Yeah,
so, yes.
It really isn't the same because some people have kids that they have to take care of. Some people have a lot more hoops to go over.
That's true, right.
But how about the comment on $2,500? Does it really matter what your hoops are if that's the goal for everyone?
Right. No, because that would be great. And I think also achievable.
In Iron Man, there were blind people and double amputees and people who were fatter than next Christmas, and they all made it.
Did you go watch it?
Yeah, we were there for every minute of the whole thing and the award ceremony tonight.
Wow.
Carrie, do you have a book of quips and, like, metaphors?
There is my head.
What you should do.
You might make more money than a neat kid if you can imagine it.
Wow. I feel honored.
Write one.
So,
maybe you could write one. We could buy it on Focus on Growth.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. More money.
That'd be a side job.
What, Russell, what do you get out of those three? Which one inspires you or says, that's something I would like to go to work for?
I understood two of those.
One of them.
3D, $2,500 in a personal check or personal volume. I didn't hear that part, though.
Well, the third one was everybody on the call gets to the convention.
Oh, okay.
So which one of those strikes a chord for whatever reason?
The three wide, three deep.
Mm-hmm. That was your idea originally.
Is so much more powerful than a dollar amount, because three wide, three deep means that other people have joined you and you're beginning to become a growing team, rather than just a dollar amount maybe. Or, you know, you can get to the convention in several ways. So, you know, the second two don't rev me up, let's say, where three wide, three deep revs up my engine just thinking about it. Just kind of cranks me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Good.
You know, isn't it there? Who does not get cranked up thinking about that? Is there anybody?
And probably if we're three wide, three deep, the money is going to be there.
Mm-hmm. I like three wide, three deep, too. three wide, three deep.
Convention will come with that. So,
right. Yeah.
So the first one makes so much more sense to me. And like I say, it revs me up. Makes me want to just jump off a building and go do it.
And I love the way Eric said it, which was, I wrote it down, 9, confident in our ability to get them started. That's what we want.
Now, I love what Russell was saying there, is that it's almost as if, teach me how to do 6 chords, because from there I know I can become a great country music star.
Mm-hmm.
You're teach me how to ride that bike, and one day I'll be Lance Armstrong. Does everybody get a sort of sense of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what then, if you did accomplish it, what would be the feeling of the group in terms of being able to reproduce it?
Well, if we did it, we could do it again.
Right.
And
I think there'd be a camaraderie because I don't think it's ever been done. And we would be so proud of each other and our accomplishments.
If you think about it as a team, like Wolfgang talks about his high rope seminar, and somebody's falling behind, other people can go over and help with that person. It's just as easy as not to help that person build depth, get that third leg, whatever necessary. So it's not something that is individual. Everybody can get involved in it.
We really could help each other when you have something that specific.
And you never know who it's going to be, and you know, at this moment, because this business has its peaks and valleys, and that's why we're going to hang in together. And when I'm down, I hope someone will be on the phone with me, and when someone else is, I'm hoping I can help out.
I'm Chuck, what's your feeling on this?
Three wide, three deep, woo-hoo.
So that's your favorite of the three?
Huh?
Is that your favorite of the three?
Of the three? Well,
Well, which one's most inspiring to you of the three? Do you think as a group, as a team, if you got it done, you'd feel the most like it was useful for the future, it was a great thing to accomplish? Which of those three options? Option one, everybody goes to the conference or the convention. Option two, everybody makes $2,500 in a check. Or option three, everyone gets three wide, three new people wide and three people deep in each one of those legs. Which one seems to be most inspiring to you?
Three wide, three deep.
Is there anybody on the call that feels like that would be not doable or an unrealistic thing, or you don't buy into the concept?
What does that mean? We have our new goal?
PC and I already slapped hands on it.
Those are awesome.
So there was something that sort of clicked, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's big enough for me that I'm a little afraid, and that's really neat because that's where God takes over.
Diana, what do you think? Are you on?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, when it looks too big, that's when the palms start to sweat a little bit and you get into it.
Oh, yeah. I'm one of those people that actually likes working under pressure. I'm crazy that way.
And so when we say that, do you feel a difference between the three?
Oh, definitely. Kind of like the convention is giving a man a fish, whereas the three wide, three deep is teaching the man to fish, and he'll get $2,500 a month after that.
Mm-hmm.
$2,500 is too nebulous to focus on, because then we have to go about deciding how to do it and what it means, what it takes to get it and all that.
I think the three wide, three deep is how you do all of it.
Probably.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So is there anybody who is beginning to imagine what it's like now that you've all done three wide and three deep? What are you going to, what are some visions that are coming to your head? Let's go fast forward to a date as yet unchosen when you accomplished it. You crossed the finish line. What are you planning to use that for, and what are some of the visions each one of you are having?
Well, I got to say something because it's been on my mind since last night, and that is on a piece of paper, I did the three wide, three deep thing, and my envision was that if I did that by the end of the quarter, that those three people wide and three people deep are going to say, so, you know, Eric, how was it that you were able to, you know, make your business successful? And I'm going to say, oh, I went three wide and three deep in 3 months. And they're going to say, well, you did that relatively easy. Can you teach us how to do that? And then I drew the diagram of going three wide and three deep, and those all saying, I want to go three wide, three deep, and those nine people going three wide, three deep in the next 3 months. And I couldn't, it was so big. I had two people. pieces of paper side by side, and I was just like, holy crap.
Really? For just two sets of three wide and three deep?
Yeah, because if you take those, three wide, three deep under each one, it would be 12. So if you took those 12 people and then they all said, well, yeah, I'll commit to going three wide, three deep in the next 3 months, you'd be busier than a, you know, whatever.
Hey, Gary, here's where you fit in.
A rocking chair, and it would be phenomenal to see that kind of growth, because you only started with three wide and three deep, but now those 12 people are going to do the same thing. Oh, my gosh, that would just be a fire I'd love to see under every one of you.
And you know what? Because we do it as a team, and if somebody isn't there yet and, you know, we go in and work with them or something, what we get out of that and can pass that along to our people makes it more of a, you know, possible reality. Because that's what, that's where all the good stuff is, you know?
What?
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. We come in
here. Sorry.
What's going on?
I think somebody got so inspired that they're smooching over the issue here.
Well, Pat, I think it was Pat McCary that said, be ready because it's going to start going so fast, you're not going to be able to get people through the process because it's going so fast.
Well, what you find is a way to teach generation to do the startup. But how many of you are finding value in having gone through the difficult process of finding something that fits to all of you?
I'm finding something that what, Jerry? I can't hear you.
How many of you have found value in going through the process that found something meaningful to all of you? Mm-hmm. In other words, do you find this to have been a meaningful process that is empowering? Because you've walked through that, as we started even just a few minutes ago, where we were saying, I just don't seem to be able to settle on an idea that would be inspiring to an entire group, and now you're starting to really run with
it. Oh, gotcha. In just a short period of time.
Right.
How we did that as a group together, yeah.
It's crossed the threshold.
Uh-huh.
But busting that threshold is the most important lesson you'll ever learn as a team leader.
Hmm.
So y'all have now something new to think about between now and next week. I want you to think about logistics. I want you to think about mechanisms. But let's first ask this last question, and that is, do you all feel like there is an intention toward this end?
From the group? As a group,
can you collectively say, it's worth it to me to make that thing happen? Or in other words, I'm in. If it's three wide and three deep, count me in, hair, hide, guts, and feathers.
And we're saying that when does it start?
Right now.
Today, so we've got
to go.
Basically,
no, what I'm saying is by the time you come back next week, I want some of you who are thinking logistics, here's what I'm saying. Somebody's going to say, we got to start this at some given point. Now you have to agree on that.
Okay.
We have to finish this at some given point. You have to agree on that.
Okay.
Once you all buy into those logistical points, we shoot the gun, the race starts, and then we root for that last person in that last hour on that last day to get over the finish line.
Oh, that's awesome.
And doesn't this take us back to what the whole Pathfinders was, that no one, what does he say, no one left behind?
No one left behind.
Yeah, our team would really do that then.
Exactly.
I'll never leave a fallen comrade.
Yeah, there you go.
So we may have to dig a hole and make sure they're safe and secure for the return trip, but the mission has to be accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go, guys.
between now and next week, I want your imaginations to go nuts. I want you to start preparing your backpacks. I want you to start training. I want you to start imagining. We're going to, if in fact you all come to an agreement on these points and issues, next week we make all of the necessary arrangements. We set some dates in sand, and we find out who's committed, who's not. Do you all see where I'm going with it?
Cool.
Yep. Then we publish it. We reproduce it in 50 states around the country, and then imagine what's going to happen.
Well,
any questions?
Here I come.
What?
We'll be making $2,500 a month.
There you go.
Yeah, well, somebody's going to figure out on paper how long that would take.
Or more.
Someone's going to find out what it means. You guys are going to have to decide what is, who counts as one of the three wide and the three deep.
Mm-hmm.
You're all going to have to come up with some details. We'll have to have rules for engagement here. All of that's going to be decided next week, so load your pistols. Let's make it happen. Get together with your groups. Talk about the ramifications. Have it settled, because when we hit next week, we're gonna carve it in the tree, and it'll be there for posterity. Ready to rock?
Ready to rock.
NECAN North America starts here next week. NECAN Worldwide starts here next week.
We're there.
Don't miss it.
All right, we'll see you there.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Jerry.
Hi, everybody.
Bye.